Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you, my faithful subjects. Always, always a pleasure to hang out with you. 34 after, and I'm very excited about our good friend Kirk Chaffetz being back on the show. Kirk's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO and the founder of Story Worldwide, the author of Thinking Inside the Box, and one of the smartest guys I know. Kirk Chaffetz, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's always good to become one of your subjects once again.
And I'm glad to see that you recognize that, and I appreciate it. Hey, Kirk, I'm gonna ask you a question. You didn't know I was gonna ask you. You just got back from a fairly extended trip to Great Britain. You were in England for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks.
It's recently true.
Can you give us a little bit of a report on what you found over there and how you see things going in that part of the world? Because we're joined at the hip with Europe and with the EU. And even though England is not really part of one of the EU countries, it's one of their partners, and they have their own currency, but still they're connected over there. So what are you seeing over there?
What you're seeing is a series of recoveries that are actually much slower than the slow recovery in the U.S. A lot of that in the United Kingdom, in particular, is being attributed to the policies of the Conservative government, which has cut more than 100,000 jobs out of public employment. Yeah. You got to understand, of course, all of these numbers are much bigger in little European countries than they are here relative to the population and the total employment. So the British economy has really been struggling in the face of essentially the government pulling back support from the economy.
Well, is that medicine that needed to be taken?
I'm not an economist, and I don't even play one on TV. And I truly believe that people who can run companies have no idea how to run countries. I'm not one of these people who thinks that running a country is a business.
Right.
But my impression is, long term, it needed to be scaled back. Short term, the economy could have really stood more stimulus from the government.
Yeah.
And I think that the Cameron government, and I'm not the only one who thinks this, the general consensus appears to be that the Cameron government took too much too fast out of the economy, and it really stalled a recovery that had been beginning last year and was killed off completely.
Well, the general consensus I've been hearing is that the UK is going back into a recession. Well, this is the debate we're having right now in America, isn't it? This is going to be that what you just described is going to be, topic, 1, 2, 3, or 4 at least. In the debate in this presidential election, is stimulus a good thing, and how much medicine should we take, and when should we take it, and what are we willing to live with?
I think that's all correct, and I think that it would do us all a lot of good to look very, very closely at the experience of Great Britain, because their experience with taking severe economic medicine real fast and focusing only on reducing debt as opposed to balancing debt growth with economic expansion concerns, that example could be sobering to those of us who feel that the most important thing in America is to cut the debt. I would counter, again, purely as a businessman, to me the most important thing is to get people back to work.
Well,
my customers have customers again.
I've never been one who was afraid of the United States having debt, having a national debt, because because you and I both know leverage is one way to grow a business and to do it
right.
efficiently. Leverage has a place in a good economic plan, whether it be a business or a country. But I do think though, Kirk, that we've got to get the trajectory under control.
I agree with you completely, and I think it's interesting that you and I, basically coming from opposite sides of the political equation in America, can figure out ways to collaborate with one another that
right.
the government doesn't seem to be able to get to.
Well, I'll vote for you, you vote for me, and then all we have to decide is who's going to be president, who's going to be vice president, right?
Well, I'm happy to take the major responsibility.
I'm sure you are. Kirk, hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break, folks. We'll come back. We're going to talk about collaboration. Kirk's an expert in this area, and this is something that every small business owner must get good at. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.